Hey everyone, I want to ask a small favor. Each new season, I look at how the last one went, and I look for ways to improve the show. But you see, I only see the show from my perspective. I'd like to see it from yours. So, to get a better idea of what's working, I created a survey, and I kept it really simple. Just a handful of questions. If you feel called to and you're willing to share some feedback, I'd greatly appreciate it. Your reward for helping me is the knowledge that you're helping make the Soul Podcast even better. You can find a link to the very short survey at the bottom of the episode description. And thank you in advance for helping. Hey guys, this is Stacy. I'm dropping this episode a day late because I got distracted with a side project. For the last month, I've been launching a video version of this podcast on both YouTube and Rumble. These channels have a heavy emphasis on spiritual and personal development, much more like the Toolbox episodes here. The audio from this episode I'm going to share today is from one of those videos. It's a little more loose and not as highly produced as my episodes I usually drop. I hope you enjoy it. If you'd like to check out the videos on my channel or just see what I look like, use the links below in the show notes. Enjoy!
Socrates, a great philosopher, said, "Let he who would move the world first move himself." Hey, this is Stacy again with another Soul Pod episode. I love stories of great success. You see, they inspire me. I think they inspire all of us. You know, when we look at somebody who's like us, basically, who achieved great things, it's wonderful. One of my favorites is Charlie Chaplin. Now, if you're younger, maybe you don't even know who Charlie Chaplin is. I mean, the guy died in 77, but he was a huge star during the silent film age. And the reason I love Charlie is, like, Charlie grew up a poor kid in London. You know, like, he was, like, I think of myself as poor. I wasn't poor. Poor in London at the turn of the century, where you're, you know, you're eating anything you can get in your face because you're that poor. Charlie wasn't a very tall man, and it was because malnutrition. But he did know one thing. He knew a little bit about the theater because his mother was in the theater. And back then, it wasn't like you're in the theater, so you're rich and you're famous and everybody knows you. But that's the one thing he knew, so he just did that. He did that the best he could to make enough money to feed himself, you know, as he was getting older and older. And by the time he was in his early 20s, he ends up in touring companies and ends up getting to this place called Hollywood, which is just starting to happen, and becomes the most famous man in the world. Charlie's films, because they were silent films, were seen all over the world. You didn't need words to tell the story because it was all acted out, so he couldn't go anywhere. Like, an image of Charlie Chaplin or him in person was more recognizable around the globe than anywhere else. It was really hard for him to go on vacation. He was arguably the most famous person in the world. Well, I love this story, and I don't tell this story because I expect you to go change and become like as successful as Charlie Chaplin or any of us for that matter. It's just that we don't have to have that level of success. We can look at someone like that and go, "Wow, that's awesome, man. What a cool story," and be really inspired by it. But we don't have to make those kinds of changes to be able to change our lives. We only have to make small changes. We don't have to achieve huge things. Little bitty changes make all the difference in the world. And I've been talking a lot about change, I know, in the last several episodes, because it's important. It's a huge thing that, you know, when we make little changes in our lives, it makes a big difference in our life in the long run. Small changes are where it happens. We don't wake up one day and suddenly we've achieved that thing we want to achieve. We make little changes today to get to that thing that we want to achieve, right? And they can be really little things, really small things. Like, one I like is speaking up. Like, if you're not comfortable speaking up, like, I was afraid to ask questions in class when I was a kid, you know, and I've talked about that before. It was all my insecurity of having people think I was dumb. You know, I don't want to risk looking stupid, so I'm not gonna ask. But if you find something like that, a little insecurity in yourself, or maybe you don't like speaking up at meetings or among friend groups when you're having discussions, lean into that. Start speaking up. That one little change you make where you start learning to speak up, where you start learning to go, "Well, you know what I think about that? Well, let me share my thoughts about it." It is empowering. In that moment when you do that, you will get a burst of energy after you're done it will just make you feel high, because you're leaning into a fear. It's not any different than jumping out of an airplane with a parachute. You will get a burst of endorphin because you're doing something that is courageous. something inside of you, you're breaking out of the pattern you forced yourself into. It's a thin curtain that you're shoving your way through. Then when you do it, you get rewarded for it. So speaking up what you normally do, don't speak up. How about changing the way you think about something? You know, if you have a judgment in your mind and you go, oh, I'm going to change the way. And by doing that, you have to actually sort of approach that thing. I've told the yoga story, I think, before, but I'll tell it again. So about 9 years ago, I was really starting to embrace my spiritual awakening, though I didn't know that's what it was at the time. A friend who went to yoga said, oh, you should do it. And I said, yeah, maybe I will. But truthfully, like, I had a lot of judgment about it. The kind of people who go to yoga, you know, all this thing, these stories in my mind about, you know, like, overly spiritual stuff and people who say namaste, you know, and what yoga meant. And, you know, I got to know all these poses. I had these, all this resistance. I don't want to learn all these poses. I don't know them. I can't show up not knowing stuff. Like, and she shows up one day after I said, yeah, I might try it. She goes, hey, I bought you a day pass. Take my car. It starts at this time. Boom, checkmate. So here I am. I go to yoga and I find myself there among all these people thinking I need to know all these poses and I need to know what I'm doing and I need to have the right outfit. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful because I blew my own mind, right? I forced myself to lean into my discomfort. And thanks to my dear friend, my girlfriend at the time, who just gave me a nudge, there I was, out of my comfort zone. And I just kept going and going and going and going and going. Nothing but good stuff, right? So speaking up where you're not comfortable speaking up, changing the way you think about something, huge. Both these are huge. How about setting an intention for the day? Where you wake up in the morning and instead of going, it's Tuesday, instead you go, I'm not going to let anything bother me today. My intention for the day is I'm not going to let anything bother me. Anything bad, quote unquote, that happens, fine. It's not going to bother me because it's just a day. I'm alive and life is good. You know, set an intention, whatever that intention is, even if your intention is to have a conversation with at least one stranger, you know, like having a goal in mind when you wake up instead of just waking up and going, all right, wash, rinse, repeat. We're going to do this thing again that we did yesterday. It makes your day so much more rich. And if you do that every day, that's a small thing, but it changes the trajectory of your life. How about meditating for 2 minutes a day? Try meditating for 2 minutes a day. Ha! It's nothing. 2 minutes a day. What's your excuse? Oh, I don't have the time. It's 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Do that every day for 30 days and see how that changes things. That'll melt your brain. How about getting up a little bit early instead of hitting that alarm and sleeping in? How about packing a lunch instead of eating out? Little things that when you do them, not one time, but again and again and again and again and again, it changes your life. And when you're doing this, watch for resistance, because that's what gets you. What happens is, you know, you'll start to do it. Okay, I'm going to set the intention to meditate 2 minutes a day. And your resistance steps up and goes, tells you all kinds of great lies. It tells you all sorts of wonderful and really convincing lies, because that's what resistance does. Watch the resistance. Don't fall for it. Stay on that path, and at the end of 30 days, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked who you are and how you feel. Bruce Lee said, do not allow the negative thoughts to enter your mind, for they are the weeds that strangle confidence. Negative thoughts are the weeds that strangle confidence. This is a man who achieved great things, Bruce Lee. You know what he's talking about. Negative thoughts are that resistance I'm talking about. Negative thoughts. They get into your head and they set up camp, they hang out, they try to change you, they try to tell you why you can't. Screw that. Watch for negative thoughts. Don't let them strangle your confidence. They will get in there and they'll mess with you. Don't let them. William James, who was the father of American psychology, said, if you change your mind, you change your life. He means change the way you think. Change the way you think. Change the way you see things. So when you feel resistance come in and start trying to argue with you or make really, really good arguments about why you can't do whatever that changes your life, recognize that. change the way you see that. If you change your mind, the way your mind interprets these nonsense lies that resistance tries to tell you, you will change your life. Because when you stop paying attention to that nonsense and you change your mind a little, you end up somewhere completely different, right? This is the road we're on. A little nudge goes a long way over a period of time. You want to be somewhere different a year from now? Make little changes today. Little changes today. Change everything in the future. Make these small changes and hold them for 30 days. And then you decide, is your life better or not? If the answer is better, keep making small changes. Your life. Where do you want to be a year from now? Up to you.
Thank you for listening to The Soul Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, learned something new, or were just entertained, please tell your friends about the show and hit that follow button. This is the best way for other people to find the show. Check the show notes for links to supporting information as well as any books or other reading material related to this episode. I love making The Soul Podcast. My goal is to bring you more shows each season. If the show's spoken to you and you feel called to, please join our list of producers. You can become a producer for as little as $3 a month, and each of you helps me get one step closer to making The Soul Podcast my full-time job. You can find a producer link in the show notes.